Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Runaz Radio, here to talk about our event in Stockholm. That's the .NET Core 2 launch with Dev Intersection. And speaking of .NET Core 2, I'm here with Scott Hunter. And it's all your fault. You kind of lead that team.
I do.
Well, congratulations. I mean, version 2 is an important version of the core.
Yeah, version 2 is to me, it's kind of really the 1.0.
Mm-hmm.
Because version 1 kind of got all the basics together.
We were redoing .NET. That's not a small goal.
But 2.0 is where we bring all these APIs back. Basically, 20,000 new APIs will come back to .NET Core.
Wow.
And basically 70% of all the NuGet packages that exist, the code in NuGet.org, actually can run on .NET Core 2.
And that .NET Core 2 is .NET Standard 2 as well.
It is.
So this is where I think we're all of those different aspects of .NET are going to be able to come together.
All come together in one place at the same time.
So are we really talking about maybe taking one of my older .NET projects, say a 4.5, 4.6 project, and being able to pick it up, put Core 2 on, and compile it?
I think you would likely be able to do that, yes.
And maybe with there might be a hiccup or two.
I mean, if it's a web app, you're going to have MVCs change a little bit,
and
entity frameworks change a little bit. So there'll be some things that are a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But all those APIs that you're used to using, all the XML, you know, all that stuff, it's all there now.
But now when I compile it with Core 2, I can deploy it to Linux, I can deploy it to Mac OS.
Windows, Linux, Mac, mm-hmm. and fully side-by-side, meaning you can have a 1.0 on your machine, you can have a 2.0 on your machine, a 1.1 on your machine, all at the same time. They don't interact with each other, and so it's the best of all the world.
This is stuff I'm going to want to experiment with my existing code base.
Yes.
Because a lot of what I've seen happening with Core in the early days, it was more greenfield. We were making new experiments, new approaches.
There were people that actually did move their apps to Core early, but mm-hmm. that was mainly because they needed like Linux or they needed Mac. They were a customer that hit one of those magic things that Core does that .NET Framework doesn't do.
Right.
But now you're going to find that it's more general purpose and it's more built for everyday apps.
So if you'd like to be part of a conversation like this, you need to come out to Stockholm. That's September 18th to 20th in Sweden. We'll be there along with a bunch of our friends. We hope to see you there.